The world's favorite winter sport may also be the world's oldest. All about the surprising history of skiing today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-2920. That's 1-800-503-2920. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-2920. That's 1-800-503-2920.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 8th, the 8th day of the year. Elvis Presley would have turned 79 years old today. What is the world's oldest surviving sport? It's hard to know for sure, but there's a strong case to be made for skiing. Pictures of early skiers have been found in rock drawings dating to 5000 BC. And while they certainly originated as tools for hunting and survival, it's hard to imagine a little friendly competition didn't occur as well. Skis appear in heroic stories from Norse mythology to the California Gold Rush. And they would have been a hit on the moon as well. Astronaut Harrison Schmitt has said that navigating across the lunar powder was easiest using techniques he learned from cross-country skiing. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.